When it comes to our kids, we all want to be experts. We know we're not, but we want to be experts because we want to make everything okay for them no matter what is happening.
You know, Parker's only 11 months old. She doesn't have a lot of questions right now, but I know that I have been told to remain calm because the one piece of advice that Jeff gave me is that your baby will react to your reactions. So you told me when she was very young, when she's crying in her crib, always remain calm.
Yeah.
Rock and stay calm, and it'll eventually, you know, she'll pick up on that.
In fairness, that's just what my wife, Jillian, keeps telling me to do.
Right? No, true story. Let's be honest. I texted Jillian first and said, Jillian.
This happened to me just last night. My middle kid, my oldest daughter, is Natalie, and she just started crying because she really wants to see her cousin who lives in Dallas. And usually during spring break, because we're in HISD, we were going to go up and see Jillian's family, all of whom lives in Dallas. And it's not even like our kids are like, you know, worried. It's just that because the schedule so dramatically changed, and we did tell them why, you know, there are a lot of people that can get sick, so the best thing that we can do is stay home. Just last night before she went to bed, she just was so upset at the idea of not being able to see her cousins like she wanted to. And she totally understands it's because people will get sick, but it's still a mystery to her why the schedule changed. Like, yeah, people are going to get sick, but does that mean that my cousins are going to get sick? And that just made her so upset.
Or mommy's going to get sick.
Right.
Or is daddy going to get sick? And the one thing when I reached out to my pediatrician when all this started was she said the best thing you can do for Parker, since she's not talking and asking questions, keep her on her schedule. Mm-hmm. Even if you have to take her out of the same routine that she does, keeping your kids on a schedule is the best thing that you can do. And I'm like, oh, I should probably get Parker on a schedule.
That sounds like fun.
So Miss Graham is the executive director of Higher Up Texas. She also worked in communities and schools for many years, working in schools with kids, talking with kids through Hurricane Harvey and everything else. We wanted to get her on the phone to kind of give you some tips on how to be able to talk to your kids.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us. As parents, what should we be telling our kids? What should we be talking to them about?
Well, this is a scary time, and it's okay to not be okay. As adults, we have fears, we have our own concerns, and they're very real. You know, this one, we talk to a friend, how does it feel to get that out? It feels like relief. Do the same for your kids. Allow them to voice their feelings, their fears, concerns. Just let that dialogue go. And if that's kind of awkward, how to get that conversation started, spend some one-on-one time together. Make a puzzle. Do some arts and crafts and let the conversation flow. Another thing you can do is just keep giving them reassurance that it's going to be okay. There's people that care about them. You care about them. But there's people working really hard to make things better. And you can use the examples of, look at the good people all around you. When there's an emergency or something bad happens, there's always helpers. That's the famous Mr. Rogers quote, but always look for the helpers. Next, limit your TV, the news. Limit social media. There's a lot of far-fetched information out there right now.
Right.
And a lot of scary things that are not true that are reaction from people. So definitely limit all of that.
Ms. Graham, if you're willing to stay with us for just a little bit longer, we have some other stuff that we want to talk to you about.
Want to talk to you about how parents can deal with this. Also, if you're looking for more information on how to talk to your kids, the CDC released some guidelines, and we had a licensed therapist who sent in some information. It's online at mix965houston.com.
We'll continue. Just hang out for two songs. We're going to get some more info that you need to have when you're talking to your kids about coronavirus. Talking to your kids about coronavirus can be really difficult because you don't want to do anything that scares them. But on the other hand, you don't want to have them think that you're holding something back. What are mommy and daddy not telling me about what's going on?
Right, because if your kids are old enough, like they're 10, 11, 12, and they have access to the internet, they're going to find the answers whether you want to find them or not. And you want to make sure that you are the person that's giving them those answers, not on the internet, because they don't know how to decipher between what is real information, what is just being placed there to get a reaction out of people. And you are their guide, right? They trust us more than anything. Like, you know that, Jeff. Your kids look at you like you're Superman. And we need to be able to disseminate that information to them. So we got Hillary Graham on the phone. Hillary Graham is the executive director of Higher Up Texas. She works with teens in Dickinson ISD right now, students in Dickinson ISD, about making good choices, how to think through processes, and how to make those decisions once they've graduated from high school. So she's worked with kids for a very long time.
Hillary, obviously our first priority as parents is to take care of our kids, make sure their questions are answered and that they feel good. But we also need to take care of ourselves, right? So what should we be doing as adults and dealing with this?
Definitely self-care. That's you know, that's a newer thing we're hearing. What is self-care? Is it getting a manicure? Sure. Is it reading a book, taking a walk, gardening, whatever that looks like for you? Kids are going to feed off of your energy. If you're feeling scared and stressed and just you're blaming, you know, whatever it is, you need to take care of you because you're going to be that mirror for them. So be sure to take care of you. Although we can't leave our homes right now, so the manicure pedicures we always like to do or go to a movie, we can't really do those things right now. Maybe it's taking a walk. You can go for a walk in your neighborhood, you know, just limiting your time outside with a lot of people, but you can still take care of you. Something I tell my kids, and if they're listening, they'll know this and smile, but I always say the world never stops spinning. It changes, but it never stops spinning. We just have to keep on going. And it's okay to feel bad. It's okay to not feel great about what's happening, but to always talk about that and to reach out to others and to talk about it with other people. You can be the next conversation for what we can do to change and make things better for the future.
Well, we certainly appreciate the info, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I love Ms. Graham. I've known Hillary for years. All the information, by the way. And if you just caught the end of that interview, we'll put it online at mix965houston.com.